Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello, and welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Songs My Kids Wrote. I'm here with...
Bennett
and
Taryn,
and we've all come together this month to bring you a Christmas song for the very first time. The boys have decided this time around we are not going to be basing it on something that they said when they were younger, although that's actually kind of true. We will still be basing it on something they said when they were younger, because we can't say it base it on something that they said when they were older, because that would be impossible because time travel doesn't exist yet. Boys, what have we decided we are going to base this month's song on?
Tommy.
The Christmas
Turtle.
Technically, we did say this when we were younger, since we said this yesterday.
Well, no, Daddy said it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. It'd be kind of hard to base it on something you said when you were older.
I know.
All right. Tommy the Christmas Turtle. I'll give you a little backstory on this.
I think we were making cookie dough. Yeah. I think I was gonna put on the Alexa that there's a song called "Dominate the Christmas Donkey," and Daddy said, "Why don't you put on Tommy the Christmas Turtle?" And I did, but Alexa never put it on because it doesn't exist. So now it will.
That's right. So sometimes when there's something in the world that doesn't exist, and you want it to happen, sometimes you just have to make it happen yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get started with some ideas for what Tommy the Christmas Turtle might be about. Darren, what do you think might...
About a turtle inviting his friends over to Christmas.
Mm.
Bennett, what do you think?
I like what Darren's going with, having a nice Christmas party. That's what I think we should do.
Now, this is just a what if, and you don't have to do anything with this, but what if Tommy the Christmas Turtle was actually one of Santa's elves?
Boom, boom, boom.
Because we have a special helper elf that...
Cookie.
That comes to our house every year. And maybe instead of Cookie, some family gets a Christmas turtle.
Aww.
And wonders, what in the world? What am I supposed to do with this turtle? But it turns out the turtle is really a scout elf, helper elf, whatever you want to call your elf.
Or maybe Tommy the Christmas Turtle gets an elf on the shelf named Cookie.
Well, we've got some ideas, that's for sure. And I think maybe that you boys should go into another room, start coming up with some ideas of what you think Tommy's story might be, and then we'll come back and turn those into lyrics.
Jiggy.
Sound good?
Jig.
Well, I think that one's already been written.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come right back with some of the boys' ideas for Tommy the Christmas Turtle. And we are back. The boys just did some writing sitting on the stairs in the next room. And they took turns writing a couple sentences about what they think Tommy's story might be. So it says here, Tommy invites his friends to his gingerbread house. So Tommy lives in a gingerbread house. They have a fun party before Christmas Day. He checks the calendar and makes sure it's not May. He dusts and cleans and makes sure there is no mouse.
I did the rhyming.
This is what we use for the chorus thing.
Tommy the Christmas Turtle, the turtle of Christmas time. His two friends, Tinsel and Flurry, the three...
Decorate,
give gifts, and have a Christmas meal. So we've got Tommy having a party before Christmas, and he's cleaning. He's the turtle of Christmas time, and he has friends named Tinsel and Flurry who help decorate and have their meal. Do we know what are Tinsel and Flurry?
Tinsel is a reindeer.
Okay.
And Flurry is a snow person.
A snow person. All right, so no turtle friends at this party.
Tommy, Flurry, and Tinsel.
I'm just thinking logistics here. Is Tommy like a giant turtle, like an anthropomorphized turtle, like the Ninja Turtles? or is he like a regular-sized turtle?
Like our pet turtle.
Like our pet turtle, who happens to be friends with a regular-sized reindeer and a snow person?
I think he'll be a tiny one.
Because if Tommy lives in a house, that is turtle-sized, like regular turtle-sized. How is a regular-sized snowman going to get in there, and also a reindeer, who reindeer are rather large?
No, it's like a big gingerbread house.
It's their clubhouse.
Oh, so they all go in there?
Yeah.
So it just takes Tommy a long time to get everywhere in that house because he's so small?
No, I think he can be a mix of size of a sea turtle and Herman.
Where do you envision the house being?
I think it's a tree house.
It's like a gingerbread house on a tree, right?
Yeah. A gingerbread house on a tree.
Yeah, like a tree gingerbread house.
And how does Tommy get into the house then?
There's a special, like,
elevator, like an elevator.
A special elevator that you can use.
Oh, okay.
And to get down, they use a water slide.
I'm picturing this, I don't know, 4 or 5 foot long turtle.
Yeah.
Getting onto this elevator with a reindeer and a snowman. Is the snowman, is that like an Olaf situation where he has his own personal flurry? Or is he just like magic and he can stay a snowman whenever?
He's like magic, he can stay a snowman forever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just trying to get a feel for what Tommy's world is all about.
And you know what tinsel looks like.
Yes, yes.
Tinsel is based on Darren's stuffed toy.
Yep.
Cool. So I've got a better idea what the story's all about. You guys have some ideas written down, and we're going to start to work on what the sounds of Tommy's world might be. We'll be back with more. And we are finished. So first of all, we'll start with Darren. What did you think?
Cool.
Cool. Bennett, what do you think?
Rocking turtle song.
And Mommy, what do you think?
It was awesome.
Jen, what was your favorite part of the song?
I think I liked all the instruments coming together and all the different Christmas songs at the end blending together.
And Bennett, what did you like the most?
The turtle.
Darren?
That included one of my stuffed animals!
Just to let everybody know, in our recording, Darren played the keyboard melodies at the end, as well as the sleigh bells and the bells in the pre-chorus. And Bennett played some viola that you can hear throughout the song and did most of the singing. And Darren and Jen did some background vocals, and so did I. Is there anything else that any of you want to say about Tommy the Christmas Turtle?
It's a good song.
Next year, we'll be putting out our own line of Tommy the Christmas Turtle merchandise.
Next month in January, we'll be back with Darren, and Darren will have another solo song for you. We hope that you enjoyed this very special Christmas edition of Songs My Kids Wrote. We hope that you'll share it with other people that you think might enjoy this. You'll subscribe, and you'll like what you hear. Also, as a special surprise for all of our listeners, by the time you hear this, each individual song that has been featured in 2020 on Songs My Kids Wrote will be available to stream and download on iTunes and wherever you get your music. So we're excited to announce that, and we hope that you will support Songs My Kids Wrote however you can. We hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and holiday season and a happy new year. And we'll see you again in 2021. And now, the world premiere of Tommy the Christmas Turtle.
Goodbye.
Bye!
Tommy invites his friends to his gingerbread house. They'll have a fun party before Christmas Day. He dusts and cleans and picks up and makes sure there is no mouse. He hasn't seen his friends since before May. Tommy is a turtle. He loves Christmas just the same. Tommy the Christmas turtle. Turtle Christmas time. Takes Christmas a little slower. That's just fine. Can't rush the Christmas turtle. Only just a few days until it is his favorite time of year again. Flurry is a snowman who loves to get in snowball fights and eats snow cones and everything that's snow related. Tinsel is a reindeer. He's always playing reindeer games with this year's been a little slower, but that's just fine. Can't rush Christmas turtle, only just a few days until it is his favorite time of year again.
Oh, Tommy!
Tommy the Christmas turtle, turtle Christmas time. Takes Christmas a little slower, that's just fine. Can't rush Christmas